Hey, yo, it's Chris Johnson. I used to live in an apartment with my cousin, and it was a decent enough place. It was a place in South Buffalo. It was old, but it was nice enough. I lived there with my girlfriend and then wife, and then when she left, I lived there with three cats and a dog. And it was cheap because my cousin owned it, so I wasn't going anywhere. I mean, you're not going to get a better deal than that, plus you're living with a family member. So it was good. It was a good deal all around. Well, eventually, he got married and had a fucking kid. So he sells the house. He's getting ready to sell the house. I don't know if you've ever sold a house or been around when somebody was selling a house. It is a pain in the fucking balls. You're scheduling visits. And, oh my God, all these fucking cocksuckers are walking into your place and shit. Now, I worked two jobs. When my wife left, I needed to pick up a second job because I couldn't afford to fucking live. Radio just doesn't pay the bills. So I was doing the two jobs that I've talked about over and over and over again. And it was fucking terrible. It was worse then than it is now. So I'm fucking tired all the time. I'm pissy. I don't want to fucking do it. I wake up just fucking agitated. And the last thing I want when I go home between shifts is some fucker walking around my house. Or talking to me or any of that shit. I go home one day. There's a couple old people like walking around. I open the door and I hear them say like, "Oh, do you hear that? There's somebody in here." Yeah, there's somebody in here. Me! I fucking live here. The fuck are you doing here? What's your fucking story? Christ. I think, like, should I address them? Like, you're in my place, you fucks. The craziest story is that some of these people would chat you up. And they would also come when they weren't supposed to come. There's a knock on my fucking door. God damn it. Open it up. It's just some fucker. It's the middle of winter when we're selling this house. It's fucking snowy and shitty. This guy's got his goddamn boots on. First question a lot of them ask is like, "Hey man, you want me to take my shoes off? What, are you out of your fucking mind?" No, don't. Don't take your fucking shoes off. You fucking stomp water and mud and stones and shit all over my fucking house. Yeah, take your shoes off, you fucking caveman. So he does. Starts looking around at shit. Fine. Look at whatever the fuck you want, yo. Do whatever the fuck it is you gotta do. I'm gonna sit on my ass and try to avoid wanting to fucking slit my wrists as you're rifling through my stuff. Looks at stuff. Then he comes into the living room. I'm just sitting there. And he's like, "Hey, man. So, what's your story?" "The fuck do you mean, what's my story? I live here." "Were you thinking about staying?" "I don't know if I have a choice in that matter. If you own the house, I think you get to decide that." So, what are the heating bills like?" "Fucking heating bills? How's the electricity?" Bro, are you for real? Like, it's a fucking house. I don't know. It's standard. The bills are fine." "So how long you been here? Are we gonna fuck? Is that what you're asking? Is this a solicitation? Because if we're not fucking, I don't really want to answer any more of these questions." "What the fuck do you mean? Like, are we going on a date? Why the fuck would you ask a stranger all these questions? Like, I don't know. Like, my fucking bills? Like, I'm never home. I don't know. My electric bill is gonna be different than your electric bill. It's a fucking electric bill and a fucking heat bill. I don't know. I don't know what they fucking cost. Fucking $50 a month. How's that sound? Is that a fucking deal breaker for you? I don't fucking get it." A couple people did that. "So are you planning on staying?" "Fuck you. How about that? How about I just end any speculation of you wanting me to stay by telling you to go fuck yourself?" And if chatting me up wasn't fucking bad enough, some of these people were so fucking stupid, they would just leave my goddamn door open, right? Now, I lived on the second floor, so it was enclosed. The entry to my apartment was enclosed. It didn't lead right outside. I go down the fucking, you know, windy staircase, and then there's the outside door. But I have two cats. And if you have cats, you know that if you open a fucking closed door, those motherfuckers want to know what's on the other side of that door. I don't know what that is. They always want to go where they can't go. That door is closed. It's open. Ooh, what the fuck is in there? Buddy, that's a closet. Get the fuck out of here. You know, there's the fridge. There's a fucking drawer. They want to go in places that they're not allowed to go. And they know they're not allowed to go out that goddamn door. So when these motherfuckers would come in and leave the fucking door open, I gotta worry about my fucking cats leaving. I had to actually put up a sign on my door for adults that came to look at the house that said, "There are cats in here. Please close the door." One time, like, three people walked in. They started, like, stomping around my kitchen. I was like, "Fellas, could you shut the fucking door, please? I got fucking cats in here." Oh, okay. They're like, "It's fucking nothing." Like, I wanted to go to their house and just open everything up, you know? Start knocking shit off the fucking counter. See if they thought that was cool. I met the realtor once. My cousin's realtor. And he's like, "Hey, y'all. Hey, buddy, I saw that sign on your on your door. What's going on? The fuck? You want to know what's going on? The sign literally said, cats inside closed door. What the fuck do you think is going on, smart guy? Oh, they're leaving the door open? Holy fuck. Am I speaking Mandarin? Yes, they're leaving the goddamn door open. What the fuck do you care, asshole? Is that fucking sign gonna kill the resale value of this place? Oh, and fuck you, cocksucker. So if you want to keep up to date with me, you can check my Twitter feed at JohnsonHateYou, or you could subscribe to the podcast. Please do subscribe to the podcast. It's on Podbean. It's on fucking iTunes. And I just submitted it for Google Play. I don't know if it's there yet, though. You can check. Go ahead, knock yourself out.